be available on the website. Those in attendance should refrain from making redundant statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation, and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith so that we may here today on behalf of our community build a vibrant future together. Mr. General Manager, any attendance or apologies this evening?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we do have an apology from Councillor Baker.
Okay. Okay, any disclosure of interest this evening? I know for Councillor Crowe. Does anyone else have a disclosure of interest this evening?
Sorry, can I move that his apology be accepted and leave, grant it, and
yes.
Leave be granted?
Yes.
Offer, Councillor Baker. Can I have a seconder for that?
Yes, ma'am.
Seconder, Councillor McLean. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Declare it carried. So, disclosure of interest this evening besides Councillor Crowe. Anyone else? Councillor Crowe has an interest in 6.4.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I have one for our Director of Corporate and Community and Corporate. Got that one right? Corporate Services. Alison Blink, item 6.15 being the Tivoli Theatre.
Okay, Mr. General Manager, thanks very much. All right. Can I have a mover to confirm the minutes, please? Councillor Fennell, seconder. Councillor Moore. Anything in the minutes, councillors, you wish to discuss? Are you happy with them? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, we'll move over to six reports from staff section.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, we do have the minutes of the extra ordinary council meeting as well.
Oh, okay. Could I have a mover for the minutes of, to adopt the minutes of the extra ordinary meeting, please? Councillor Moore?
Yeah.
Councillor Clark, are there any questions, councillors, or comments regarding that meeting? If not, I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So move on to Section 9, Executive Services 6.1. The Monthly Status Report, Council Meeting Actions, December 2023, on page 7. There's a recommendation there that Council receive and note the Monthly Status Report, Council Meeting Actions, December 2023. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Keatley, seconder. Councillor Fennell. Comments, Councillor Keatley?
No, nothing to report on that, mate. No.
Councillor Fennell?
Nothing.
Any other comments, councillors? If nothing, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Declare it carried. Move on to 6.2 on page 13. Delegates report for Local Government New South Wales Conference. There's a recommendation here that delegates report for the 2023 Local Government New South Wales Conference be received and noted. Can I have a mover? Councillor Crowe, seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Lord. What am I saying? Okay. Right. Councillor Crowe, would you?
Just that it was the first time that I attended the conference, and I'll be putting my hand up before I elected again to go to it again. I had a very good time, very interesting.
Was interesting.
Yeah.
But we got a bit caught up in a few motions that weren't really necessary, and that delayed things, went on a bit long, but it was good. Mr. General Manager, would you like to comment on Local Government New South Wales Conference?
Look, Mr. Mayor, I think the only thing out of the report that I will note, which was would be of significant interest considering the length of our road network, is the presentation from the Grattan Institute on road funding. And obviously the federal government already had that report because it was only a day or two later that they actually announced additional funding through the Roads to Recovery program. doubling that from $500 million to $1 billion a year, and increases in black spot funding as well. So that'll get rolled out over the forward estimates, is what they're advising at this point in time.
Can I add that?
Councillor Lord, you may. Yep.
When we're at the Newell Highway meeting, the Minister for Infrastructure, and she's also Minister for Local Government, is very much in favour of effectively, and reminded us to make sure we, even though they've doubled the funding, remind us to keep an eye on the state governments to make sure they don't shortchange us their share.
Well, Councillor, they are $180 billion in debt in New South Wales, so they're going to try and hold on to as much money as they can.
Well,
so that's a valid point.
A lot of that is capital debt, not operational.
Oh, well, still debt, Councillor Lord. Okay. We'll move over to... I need to move that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. Move over to 6.2. Okay. So I need a mover to suspend standing orders so we can allow Holly Brooks. So I recommend we suspend standing orders in order to hear a presentation from the Hearts of Gold Festival Committee prior to considering item 6.3. Can I have a mover?
Sure.
Councillor Gray, seconded Councillor Keatley. And Holly's going to give us a presentation, I think. So we take on straight away. So, Holly, if you'd be so kind, thank you.
All right, thank you all very much for your time this evening. My name is Holly Brooks, and I'm proudly standing next to Deanne Blackstock, Lydia Anderson, Lachey Cattle, and Annabelle as the Hearts of Gold Committee. We wanted to attend this meeting to hand you the report formally and publicly thank everyone involved from Blanshire Council who helped bring our Hearts of Gold Festival to the community. We are very aware and appreciative that without the ongoing support from many different facets of Council, that there is no way that our festival could have gone ahead. Firstly, to Pete Turner and his outdoor crew and the roads and traffic management crew. Your job took a huge amount of logistical preparation and it all happened smoothly and with no hesitation. Everything that was asked of you was met with positivity and enthusiasm, and if what we were asking wasn't possible, you gave alternate suggestions. The amount of work in the setup, lighting, marking grounds out for vehicles, electricity outlets, organising extra bins, waste disposal, cleaning, toilet facilities, moving of fencing, and giant hearts, table chairs, it was endless. We truly appreciate it all, and all of the staff did it with a smile on their face and still had time for a laugh. To our GM, Grant, thank you for your support and encouragement throughout this process. Also, thank you for saving the day on Friday night of the festival and driving to Canberra to pick up the Guinness World Record adjudicator with my husband. I bet not many shires can find a GM that would have gone to those lengths for a community event. To Julie Sharp, Marina Ace, Sally Ann Bell, our unofficial members of our committee. They not only worked on the requirements given to us under the state government grant, they went above and beyond and wanted to see the festival succeed as much as we did. Some of the best ideas for the festival were the ideas of these women. Over the time we worked together, we would like to think that we consider them friends now, although they may be glad to see the end of us and the workload that we gave them. In all seriousness, we can't thank them enough. It was an absolute pleasure to work with you. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with myself on Wednesday afternoons now that I don't have my council meetings to attend. Our experience with Council as a whole has been nothing but positive, supportive and community-minded. It has been a pleasure to work with all of them, and we would like the whole community to know how amazing Council has been, as this festival is a reflection of not only us as a committee, but of Council as well, and the overwhelming success of the events is a credit to each and every employee. So well done and thank you again. As a committee, we certainly could have never predicted the overwhelming success of the festival. The 3,000 people that attended was 10 times the amount that we initially anticipated. With the success, the atmosphere of the weekend and the feedback we have received, it has given us the drive to make this a yearly event. We are also very aware that at this point in time, West Wyalong does not have a community committee as such. With Business West Wyalong unfortunately not having many members, and all other committees are linked to a specialty group like a school, sporting group or the like, we are prepared, willing and able to look forward and formally create a Hearts of Gold committee that is purely for the broader community. We have held an AGM, and after the Christmas break, we will go down the correct avenues to become an incorporated committee so we can independently source funding, grants and sponsorship. We believe that it is time for the next generation, a new demographic, to help represent our town and create a feeling of welcoming and community to everybody. We appreciate that the lion's share of volunteer work has come from the older generation in town, and we would like to bridge that gap and hopefully be the catalyst for encouraging more younger people to take more initiative within the community. A big part of our goal is to target the families with children, give them a feeling of being at home as they are the future of our town, and we need them and want them to stay and raise their children here. We want our town to thrive and sustain itself, and if we can help build that feeling of community and family and welcoming, then we may just keep the next owner of a business in our main street, a nurse for our hospital, a teacher for our schools, or even just a friendly face who makes someone else feel special and want to stay. So where do we go from here? Our immediate focus is to make the Hearts of Gold an annual festival. We have Evolution Mining and Barminco, who have both expressed interest in sponsoring the Friday night family fun night. We are sending our report to them as well as council, and we'll have discussions with them early in the new year. We have discussed breaking down some of the costs and seeking smaller sponsors to help pay for things like the free activities in the main street for our brunch and browse event. We will look to fully outsource the Saturday night formal event, and hopefully the community groups like the Rugby Union Club and Garden Group create their events and collaborate with us next year. Our biggest commitment we will be looking for is council. As we have said, we are fully aware that this festival would not have happened without the overwhelming support from council in all areas. We would like to believe that council had a positive experience in working with us. I know that we enjoyed working with them. We would like to carry that positive relationship forward and ask that council help us with their in-kind support. We know that this cost is significant, but we believe that instead of monetary help, we ask for this in-kind support, as this will be more beneficial to us. We have a lot to learn with event planning, but we are five very determined, passionate, positive and approachable women who we would like to think have proven ourselves in what we created in October. We are obviously looking for any grants and funding also, but this won't come at a cost to council, just like our last festival, other than the $826 left over from the budget. We thank you for your time this evening. Thank you all to the community members who came tonight to show support, and we hope to receive encouragement, honesty, open communication, and a good working relationship with everyone in this room as we work towards creating something truly special for our town. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. I now open the floor to questions regarding the festival from councillors, but I remind you to address them, you know, with respect. So, would you like to ask a question?
Yes,
Councillor McGlynn, would you like to start?
Yeah, congratulations on what you've done. My understanding, we had no understanding of what we thought the council were on the Hearts of Gold. So what was the committee set up? Was it, who actually ran this festival? Was it the council or was it the committee?
Well, I believe that the state government grant that we worked under was issued to council.
Yeah,
so along
right.
with the other events that happened under that grant, it had to be run by council. We were not allowed to have any of the money. That was all council's responsibility.
Okay, so there were two different entities.
No one entity.
There
so
was Hearts of Gold and there was council.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
We were just volunteers, so we weren't an official committee.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we had no idea of the structure. We are only responsible as councillors for the administration of the 160,000, 158,000.
Any further questions, Councillor McGlynn?
No, for the time. We'll see what else.
Would any other councillor like to ask a question regarding the Hearts of Gold Festival?
I just would like to
Councillor Keeping?
Have seen a full breakdown of what sections cost, like the drone festival, the drone show, how much that cost. We've just got a heading with no figures next to it.
This is why I'll be pushing an alternate recommendation to the next to this recommendation.
Okay.
Councillor Kennedy, so you just wanted a further breakdown on how the money
I would like to have seen the breakdown of where the the funding went.
I imagine we have got a breakdown.
We can provide that to councillors, yes.
Yeah.
No, it will go to the public. I'm sorry. Just can we get on with the recommendation first? Well, this is all part of the recommendation here. We're talking, answering.
Okay, so you've got no further questions for Holly at the moment.
No, this is the rest of the council.
You consider the questions and so forth, and then we
make the recommendation.
That's right, then we go to the recommendation.
Yeah. Okay, so there's no further questions from any other councillors for Holly.
Sorry, Councillor Craig, did you have a... Did I see if we can...
I've got no question. I'd just like to thank them for the work they did, and I think it was a wonderful thing for the community and the town, and all the best into the future with it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd just like to say that it's pleasing to see a different generation from mine participating.
Yeah.
You know, in the past we've always had that as a problem.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, I'm one of the older people around this
that. Yeah.
Don't take it to heart,
Tony. So no further, Councillor
Nell? I think I should have probably echoed Councillor Keating's statement there too. I mean, we had asked at different times, but just a bit of a breakdown to get an idea on what the different aspects of the festival were going to be. So I'd like to be seeing that as well, just as a matter of credibility and accountability and information to people to know just exactly what they got to see and how much that cost and what they didn't, what they missed out on, and just what expense that all that type of thing. Because people have got really no idea about costing of things and what it costs to do that. So I would,
but that was not
as a matter of acquittal, I would like to see that.
Very good, Councillor Pennell. Thank you, Holly, and thank you to your committee. Thank you for your presentation this evening. You can probably resume your seats if you like.
Thank you.
Could I have a mover to resume standing orders, please? Could I have a seconder to resume standing orders? Councillor Crowe, Councillor Lord. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, we resume standing orders. So we'll move on to now 6.3, which is the Hearts of Gold Festival 2023. There's a recommendation here that Council receive and note the final report for the 2023 Hearts of Gold Festival. Can I have a mover?
I'll be recommending an alternate motion.
You want to move an amendment?
Amendment, yes.
Okay, very good.
I'll be moving that this be deferred until we get a full breakdown. We are have been asked here tonight to pass something that we have no idea of the financial implications. I have been asking since the 17th of October for a full financial statement, not just the councillors, but for transparency to go to the whole community. Now, I'm asking my fellow councillors to support that. In September 22, and after the commission into the granting of the country communities funds, the new government put in place a commission and came up with recommendations, one of them being that we have to be fully transparent, that all the citizens in the town are equally informed and are entitled to be informed on funding. It's not just a prerogatory thing for council and for management. And I think this is the first time we've spent $160,000 opposed to without any business plan. Now, I congratulate on your presentation tonight and the amount of work you did. I know it was a lot of hard work. My concern is with transparency about how the council managed the funding, and we have got no idea. Now, we have no idea how things were spent. There's all the different rooms. So,
what is your motion, Councillor?
My motion is that we defer this recommendation until we've seen the full breakdown of the funding, the acquittal of the funding, so that we can put that out there and discuss it. How can we sign off on something when we don't know how we spent the money?
We've got a seconder for that amendment.
Yeah, I'll second
it. So, I've got three of them. Councillor Clark.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I declare the motion carried. So, the Hearts of Gold recommendation will be deferred to the next meeting, which will be next year, Mr. General Manager. So it'll be February next year.
But in the meantime, we expect to see a full breakdown of the finances.
Yes, Councillor McGinn, I'll take that on board, Mr. General Manager. So,
sorry, Mr. Mayor. Can I just go back a step? Can I just get hands as to who supported the amended motion?
I just want to see the acquittal.
Okay, that's fine. And so those against, sorry, are we you for or against, Mr. Mayor?
Oh, no, I was transparency.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, what was the, where were we then? You asked the Mayor.
So we put the motion, so it's deferred to the meeting in February.
Yep.
And Councillor McGlynn has asked that in the meantime, we get the figures associated with the festival to discuss prior to that meeting. Is that,
yep.
that fine with you, Mr. General Manager?
That's fine. I will point out that the report does provide, as what is required, that the final cost for the festival was $158,854. Which was an overspend of the grant funding by $826.
I'm sorry, but under the new Act, it says, it is noted that accountability and transparency are related concepts. Accountability involves guarantees that officials and decision makers are being able to demonstrate the necessity of where they've spent the money in the community to the community. So,
if you can provide me with that after the meeting, I'm happy to.
Well, I think you should have seen it, Scrap. The new grant guidelines that came in September 22.
And they were for what particular grants?
Any grants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard it said in here that grant funding, this is other money. This was grant money. We're not as accountable to the community. We generate 27% of our own income. So we've got over 70% of this council's finances are grant money. And we are accountable. And we're accountable, every person in our community is a taxpayer. And whether it might be rate money, but it's still tax money. Now, we are responsible for how that money is spent, and I saw how difficult it was for other groups that came under the $230,000 to get money and how they were tightened down with rules and regulations. And one of the best features of the whole grant was not that. That was a group of young people who proposed a concert in tribute to Ron Cooper for all he's done in his life for you. And that was knocked back on the grounds that it was in a club and something and people would be buying food. Well, that was negated. I mean, it had to be, naturally. You had free entry on Friday night, but people had to buy food. So there were so many anomalies in it, in how the grant was administered, they were the most worthy of the causes because they were young people thinking outside the square. People that we should be, these were school children, school kids, that we should be encouraging to think and to be thinking of others and to give their wonderful music talents to the community. And
okay,
the way $50,000 were allocated to the Ungerry 150 year, that was a serious community event and it generated so much community involvement. They were screwed right back to $35,000 and they had to be accountable for every cent.
Good.
And there were just anomalies right through the whole funding.
Okay, we'll take all that on board. Councillor McGinn, that's obviously a very in-depth discussion. Councillor Lord?
Can I make it, when we actually see that acquittal, can we see the acquittal of the whole grant?
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
Just
yeah.
Parts of gold?
No, the whole lot.
Please?
Mr. General Manager?
Yeah,
that would be fine.
Every part of it.
Okay, so we'll move on to... Yes, Councillor Dunn.
Can I just ask, that $850 or $80 overspend, where will that actually come from? How will that be paid?
It just come out of our general operating budget.
General operation. Okay,
no further discussion, councillors.
Are we going to go down the same track with every single grant, Councillor McGlynn?
No, every...
So next year when we have a meeting,
absolutely.
You're going to want the finances on every single grant?
Whole
lot of them?
No, on road grants and all the rest of it?
No, it's
the
exact same thing.
It
is the exact same thing.
No, it isn't. But I see something at the end of the day.
Well, councillors, this is for a discussion later.
Yeah.
We could go on about this all night. Okay, I take your point, Councillor Crowe. That's correct.
Oh.
If you're going to have a policy for one grant,
you've got to have a policy.
I just believe we need to see the acquittals of all grants.
Okay.
Acquittal of all grants.
Right, I think we've had enough discussion on that. We'll move on to item 6.4. So I've had a request from the General Manager that we move Landshire Australia Awards Committee discussion to confidential. Can I have a mover, please?
I'll move it.
Councillor Clark, Councillor McGlynn. All those in favour?
All right.
All right. So we'll move that to confidential. Okay. So we'll move on to section 2, Corporate and Community Services, 6.5 on page 28, the Finance and Investment Report. There's a recommendation there. One, that council receive and note the information contained in the finance and investment report for the month of November 2023. And two, cheerio. And two, that council confirms the payments of accounts for the period 1 November to 30 November 2023, as summarised in the account summary totalling $8,518,123.32. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Crowe, seconder. Councillor Moore. Councillor Crowe, do you have any questions regarding...
Yeah, I have full faith in our finance team and it all adds up. I don't need to see every receipt from every dollar spent of our taxpayer, of our ratepayer's money on this one. I just thought I'd note that.
Can you throw that in?
Yeah.
Right.
Councillor Crowe has a serious issue with transparency.
Councillor McGlynn, just refrain from discussing the matter. Councillor Fennell.
Through this office.
Seconder of that? Did you have any questions regarding finance? No. If not, okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. So we'll move on to 6.6 on page 36, which is the adoption of the revised investment policy. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Lord, Councillor Moore. Councillor Lord, would you like to discuss it?
It simplifies the policy quite dramatically, and it basically highlights the levels of double A's and triple A's that we can have, and I think that's important.
Very good. Well, we went down that track before and it didn't work out very well for us. So, Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
I know, just from our financial situation, Council obviously has a good investment policy, so I mean, carry on.
You're endorsing that. Very good.
Yes.
Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So we'll move over to page 41. 6.7, report on Blanshire Council Code of Conduct statistics. There's a recommendation there, one, that there were no Code of Conduct complaints made about councillors or the General Manager during the period 1 September 2022 to the 31st August 2023, and two, that these statistics have been reported to the Office of Local Government in accordance with the procedures for administering the Model Code of Conduct. Can I have a mover? Councillor Clark and Councillor Fennell. Councillor Clark, would you like to speak to it?
It's lovely that nobody complained about us.
Councillor Fennell, you think it's lovely as well?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do all the rest of the councillors think it's lovely?
Good.
That's good. Okay.
I can complain about it.
Put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So we'll move over to 6.9 on page 56. No, 6.8 rather, sorry, on page 47. So 6.8. Riverina Regional Library dispute update. Councillor Lord, have a seconder, please. Councillor Clark. Okay. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
I think the summary gives us a good background as to where it's up to, and anybody who's reading that would, in actual fact, realise that the Wagga City Council must be pig-headed or green.
Excellent.
You know. Well, we already knew that, I think. Councillor Clark?
I concur.
And with regard to all of that, I believe that following the meeting of Coolerman Council, if it's adopted, the report, in actual fact, should, with any luck, if it doesn't get reported in the Wagga Daily Advertiser, then I believe this council, in conjunction with Rerock and other councils, should be actually writing a letter to the Wagga Daily Advertiser expressing the concern about the Wagga City Council and how it is totally uncooperative with its neighbouring councils.
That's probably a little aggressive on the aggressive front, but anyway, I suppose we can consider that and we'll see what happens.
It'll be like water on a duck's back.
Okay, very good. So, any further discussion, councillors, regarding this? No. If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? So move over to 6.9 on page 56. 6.9, the Wylong School of Arts and Hall Committee Memorandum of Understanding, is it? Is that what the MOU is? Okay. Recommendation there that Council A endorses the minutes of the Wylong School of Arts and Hall Committee held on the 20th November 2023, and B, authorise the General Manager or his delegate and one other staff member to sign the Memorandum of Understanding between the Committee and Council. Can I have a
move
on? Councillor McGlynn, seconded. Councillor Moore. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to
it? Speak for yourself, but it's a vital part of the Wylong community, the West Wylong community, actually. So
it is,
yeah.
Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
And since the floor's been done and stuff like that, it's looking Looking really good.
Very good. Okay. Any further comments, councillors?
No.
No. If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. If they're okay. So move over to 610 on page 68. The Strengthening Communities application, Barn Mimmin Developer Association Incorporated. There's a recommendation here that Council approves the application for funding of the Barn Mimmin Development Association Incorporated for an amount of $1,000 under the Strengthening Communities Fund. Can I have a mover? Councillor Fennell, Councillor Moore. Would you like to speak to Councillor Fennell?
Well, I just don't think that we can have enough of these operational machines around. I mean, seemingly the one that they've got there at the moment is not in good working order. So, that's the least we can help them out with.
Yeah.
I mean, $1,000 is one thing to buy them one, but it can certainly go.
It's going to help a lot. Councillor Moore?
Can we put one on every corner?
Mr. General Manager, you can take that question.
Long as they're accessible to the public, that's the...
That's
exactly right.
Okay, very good. Any further comments, councillors? Councillor Crowe? No. If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. So we'll move over to 6.11, the Straight A Funding Village Community Events on 69. There's a recommendation here that council receive and note and endorse the donations to the communities as contained within the Straight A Funding Village Community Events report.
So moved.
Councillor Lord, seconder. Councillor Clark, Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to him?
Well, I think it's appropriate that all the villages that in actual fact do some celebrations according to our funded.
I do too.
Absolutely. Councillor Clark?
Is the free breakfast being taken out of this? I noticed that in the community thing
that... It'd be separate to this, I think, Councillor Clark.
Yeah. Where's the money for the free breakfast coming from?
Mr. General Manager, would you like to say something?
Through Mr. Mayor, to clarify, the free breakfast is actually being funded through the National Australia Day Council grant funding.
Okay, thank you.
Is this funded through the same money?
No, this is us, I think. This is us.
This is council supporting the smaller communities.
The smaller villages,
And the West Wallong breakfast.
And it's a very worthy cause.
We should be supporting them too. Any further questions, councillors, or points of clarification?
No, can I just ask, just clarification. So the breakfast at the Lions Club people supply, that is free to the public?
Yeah.
It is.
It was so normally only, $10, wasn't
that's
it?
That's only just happened.
Never done it before.
That's good.
You happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
They're carried. So moving to 6.12 on page 70.
Yeah, this is
another problem. Okay. So 6.12, Barn Mimmin Community Committee. I've just been followed by Director Belinda. She wishes to mention something to Council prior to this. Director Belinda.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Earlier today I received emails from the Secretary Treasurer and the President of the committee advising that they were resigning.
That came out of nowhere.
Creates a situation whereby they do not have an executive currently, and as a result of that, I have just written an additional point which should council be agreeable that it make up part of the recommendation to the effect that the Barn Mimmin Community Committee members be advised that an election to fill the vacant executive positions will be held at the next general meeting on the 27th of February 2024.
Okay.
Okay, council is happy that be included?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Right, well, the recommendation that council receive and note the report for information and notes the minutes of the Barn Mimmin Community held on Tuesday, 28th November, and that they hold a suitable election. Okay, that the Barn Mimmin Community Committee members to be advised that an election to fill the vacant executive positions be held at the next general meeting on the 27th of February 2024. Can I have a mover, please?
Yeah.
Councillor Clark, seconder. Councillor Fennell. Okay. I don't think we need discussion, do we, councillors?
No, just a query.
Yes, Councillor Moore?
If the executive positions are not filled, does the committee then become inactive?
Does it go into hiatus, does it?
What happens exactly?
I'd need to
because they're a committee of council and it's up to council to decide whether they wish to.
But have we got a policy around that? If a 355 committee fails to have a body to administer their funds, do they go into hiatus until there's a discussion from council regarding their future, or what happens? We should have a policy around that, because we've got many
issues
that have come up. Councillor Keighley?
Just, is there any particular thing that 355 committee looks after or does?
Yes, there is. The 355 committees are created under the Local Government Act, and their responsibilities are to undertake works on behalf of council, which is part of the reason that we've established the MOU and terms of reference.
But what type of work do they? What do they do?
It depends on the committee. It depends on their terms of reference. The terms of reference for the Edmund Community Committee, if you can just bear with me for a moment.
Well, the responsibilities for these things surely would fall back to council, as long as we have adequate resources to fund those particular endeavours. It should fall straight back to us, wouldn't it, directly?
It could, and the key point there is resources.
Can I sort of ask Ben? I mean, you've got toilets out there that need to be maintained and cleaned and equipped. So.
Well,
this is
what I'm discussing. So, that of course would have to be discussion with the general manager. It'd have to be resourced, and we're taking them. Because you couldn't have public toilets, unattended.
The council do it. What are you talking about? The community do it. The council do it. It's not the 355 committee.
Well, let's have a discussion there. Councillor Bennell just asked the question.
There are some 355.
Yeah, they do it in Maroola because they did a lot, but at Barmington they don't.
Well, we don't know what the committee does, Liz, and what it doesn't.
Yes,
unless we've got a list of their responsibilities.
I'd like to know what they do. If they're closed down, what have they left us with, or aren't they doing anything particular?
Their memorandum of understanding, which they have expressed, has taken issue with a few things, includes quite a number of things. Basically, the Barm Edmund Committee looked after the recreation ground, similar to other community committees, such as Wethalli and Ungerry.
When they look after, do they mow it or anything like maintenance of it?
They have previously. If there are significant issues, then they contact us, and the technical services staff go out and do the work that's required. Basically, the community committees are responsible for doing small maintenance, not major projects. So it's keeping the place looking.
The thing is, on the Barmington 355 committee, there's not a lot of corporate memory to know exactly what they do. It's sort of,
perhaps this scenario that needs clarification, Glenn. Maybe you need to need a defined role for those 355 committees, the areas of responsibility that
we
they have.
That's in the memorandum of understanding.
It's all in there.
Yeah, but the program,
to sign
the mayor, that's already there.
They don't wish to sign it.
No.
No.
Well, they have not. They raised an issue with the memorandum of understanding, and I responded to those issues and received no further correspondence from them. And then when the minutes of the committee meeting came in, there were a number of items listed in the minutes that were their interpretation of what had happened, and there was quite a deal of correspondence that had not been included, whether it missing.
I think the concerns of the council in the room are the health and safety things that the committee's looking after. Do we take over that role so there's no health issues in that community as a result of the 355 committee not working?
There's not a significant. They don't
They're not involved.
I'd like the mayor to be get with the program and understand what's happening out there instead of just sitting there. For God's sake.
Excuse me, let me speak, Councillor McGlynn.
You are sitting up there with no knowledge of what's happened because you're not around. This 355, we've had meetings about this. There are guidelines what they're meant to do. So start to get with the program before you go.
But Councillor McGlynn, the point was made by Councillor Fennell regarding the toilets. The maintenance of toilets in the villages varies.
Yeah, we know that.
So the discussion, the question she asked was regarding the maintenance of the toilets. Apparently, as the general manager just discussed with me, he said there are two toilets in Barmevin, one in the rec area and one associated with the hall. Is this correct, Mr. General Manager?
In the vicinity of the hall.
So some are maintained by us and some may be maintained by them. This was the question.
They know here exactly what the 355 committee do. They've overstepped the mark in their rudeness to our director. Now, I think as a group, if they're not fulfilling their obligations by answering correspondence with the council or whatever, we've got to have a serious look at it.
Well, you don't have to have a serious look at it, Councillor McGlynn. They've resigned. It's done.
Well, two of them have resigned, but the committee hasn't resigned.
Well,
so can
the committee function with what they've got, Councillor Director Blaine?
But they could have it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to get on top of it a bit more than me, Councillor.
Well, Councillor McGlynn, that may be a valid point.
Yeah.
I haven't been to those meetings. And I haven't been to those meetings because I can't attend them because they're at a time that I can't get away from my business.
Well, you took on the job knowing what you couldn't do and do. But anyway, be that as it may, let's move on.
Okay, so Director Blaine, so we've got a recommendation there. Do we put that recommendation back on through?
No.
No, okay, so we've got a recommendation there.
We've got to move her in a second.
We're going to move her in a second.
So we need to put that motion. All those in favour? Okay, I declare it carried. Alright, so we'll move on to 6.13, 74. Alright, 6.13, Morning Melodies and Memories Update. There's a recommendation there that Council receive and note the information contained within the Morning Melodies and Memories Update. Can I have a mover? Councillor Moore, Councillor Clark. Director, you'd like to make another comment, Director Bullen?
I would. Councillors, I'd just like to acknowledge Amanda Stitt, who's in the gallery this evening. Her efforts as a volunteer in this program were outstanding. She attended 95% of the events that we held throughout the year, and she was a very valued member of the team. So I just wanted to acknowledge her presence this evening.
Thank you.
She was acknowledged at the final event, which was held on the 2nd of December, but just wanted to make sure that it was noted and recorded.
And she was a major part in the success of the scheme because she got the message out there to everyone.
Absolutely.
All on Sunday. So thank you very much.
Very good. Amanda's always very good. Councillor Clark.
Are we able to add something here that says we would like to investigate funding of future events?
We will have a report to the February council meeting with the acquittal and potential funding opportunities for council to make a determination.
Okay.
I had an elderly mother-in-law who attended this, and also my wife went to support her, and neither have been to one before. And when they came back, they said, whatever you do, get funding for it.
Yes.
Okay.
Sell some council cars, do what you got to do, just get funding.
Director
Belinda, how much
does
it cost?
That's good feedback.
How much
does
it cost?
Even the council itself.
Councillor Fennell, did you want to say something?
Councillor
McGlynn, you want an estimate of cost?
Yeah, so that if we may have to put in it's a vital thing to happen to keep that. The small villages connected.
We have.
50.
I couldn't give you a figure right now, but it was certainly not as much as we had initially anticipated.
So around about 50,
wasn't it? We received $50,000 in funding. We have not spent the whole lot.
Yes. Then you've managed that exceptionally well.
I'd like to take the credit, but it would have to go to the
the committee.
The ladies that were involved in that.
Well, it was a teenager.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Councillor Lord.
If we get basically a report of funding and acquittal and things like that, and looking at grant funding, because it was one of the more successful programs that we've actually looked at running, if we have that report before we do any budget discussions, can we actually look at that and may include some of it in budgets, even though there might have to be some small fees or something, but can we look at them?
I think they'll include all that, Councillor. Okay, so there's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Let's move over to Section 3, Technical Services, 6.14 on page 76. There's alcohol-free zones, West Wyalong and Wyalong. There's a recommendation there that Council resolves to re-establish two alcohol-free zones in Wyalong and West Wyalong and place the proposal on public exhibition for a period of 30 days for comment. Can I have a move? Councillor Fennell, Councillor Crowe.
Can I ask you a question? How effective are these?
Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to the motion first of all?
No, well, I'm just sort of going to probably refer there. I mean, if this is going to make things a little bit more clearer just raise awareness of it, we'll say be it. I mean, the general public needs to be aware.
Councillor Crowe?
Just, we seem to go a long way one side of town, or one side of the main street, not so much the other.
Okay.
I could make my comments on it on public display anyway.
Can I ask a question? How effective are these alcohol-free zones?
Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I defer to the Director if he's able to.
Yeah, I can't fully answer that question.
No, because it's like I'm on the piece of string, I know.
Yeah, but it gives the police a little bit of power when it comes to, unruly behaviour in these areas. So if you've got people playing up in the main street with alcohol on board, gives the police a little bit extra power to move them on or take other actions.
I don't mean this is particular business, but how does it go when you have alcohol that you can, in certain parts of the street where you can drink alcohol?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. To do that, there needs to be an exemption granted for that location.
The exception to that.
I don't think at this stage
there is one.
I don't think there is any exemptions on our main street that I'm aware of. I'd have to confirm that.
I would assume it would go through a DA process the same as
it should do. Yeah, when it's an event or whatever.
So when it gets to Councillor Fennell's business, chuck the can out.
This is so one of the possible consequences of this is the fact that licensed premises that in actual fact have seats on the main street are in breach of the policy.
No, they're not. They've got permission,
haven't they? That's an interesting area.
I can't comment on that.
Because there aren't several areas.
Yeah, you're talking about the seats outside, say, for
I think they would have a license.
And also the tax has a license for that area.
Yeah, they would be licensed areas, I'd say. I'm not sure about the Royal, but the tax would be a licensed area.
They'd have to be licensed for that area too, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Because it's fenced off, and there's a gateway there.
That's previously I had a license.
Mm. And I think with the Royal, though, they've got those seats out the front.
And
I'm not sure whether they...
getting in and out of cars.
Yeah, what the situation. We might need to investigate that.
And it also upsets pedestrians. Mm. Particularly mothers pushing prams. They don't want to walk past a whole lot of
drunks.
Very good. I've never ever seen a really unruly mob outside the Royal.
Okay, there's no further discussion, councillors, with the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
So we'll move on to 6.15 on page 80. The Tivoli Theatre, the sewer system. There's a recommendation there that Council contribute up to $20,000 to the West Wyalong Community Theatre for the expenses incurred in the repair of the sewer connection from the revised sewer maintenance budget payable on presentation of invoice. Can I have a mover?
I'll move that.
Councillor McGlynn. Seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Lord. Okay, Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
Is this our fault that all of this has happened?
Mr. General Manager, or
Mr. Mayor.
Some of it, apparently.
Yeah, look, it's something, when they did the diversion of the sewer main for that development, the second connection was missed. But we've also got to put into context that that second connection would have been put in many, many years ago, probably doesn't show up any maps, and would have would have been hard to find. I wouldn't, I'd say that it's something that is quite easy to miss.
So this what is the title cost?
Sorry?
Oh, what's the title cost?
Look, at this stage, they're sitting at about $16,000 to $17,000, but there's still a couple of bills yet to come in. And that's why I'm saying, I just want you guys to give some authority up to a fixed level, but to pay only on invoice. So if they gave me invoices for $17,136, that's all we pay.
Yeah.
There is a subsidence issue as well, where they had the artificial lawn put down. I think they filled in. They've done the works and filled in some of the holes, but there's going to be ongoing work to make sure that that's properly presented, I think.
Yeah, again, through you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, where that was that's where they've had to break through the concrete. That's where they've actually installed the pump out system, because to get the sewer from the ladies' toilets into the connection, they actually had to run the sewer uphill, so they need to install the pump to do that. So they've had to crack in through the concrete slab to do that. What they've done to actually fix that is they've actually put a steel lid on that, and then they'll put the grass over the top of it.
Okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Councillor Clark.
Sorry. Is the Tivoli going to be expected, and the Masonic people, are they going to be expected to contribute to some of that? Or are we just paying the whole lot?
Well, I don't know whether you'd like to comment on this, Mr. General Manager, but I don't know whether the Tivoli has the capacity to undertake works like this. And really, I think it was beyond their scope, because the whole process came about through probably some of the inspections that should have been done by us. Is that correct, Mr. General Manager?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This circumstance occurred through no fault of the Tivoli or the theatre group as such. It all relates to where that sewer main was relocated with council approval and council sign off. So again, we can't expect the Tivoli to stump up for this, when it was something that was beyond their control but has affected their operations. And again, there was times when some of the volunteers had to go into the ladies' toilets and mop up the overflow with towels.
So,
Councillor Lord.
So when effectively the sewer was connected to the Masonic Hall and that ladies' loo, we had no record of that connection.
Not that I'm aware of. Again, this is would have been done, way back when I was a young fella.
They had some long drops there when you were.
Any further comments, councillors, regarding this motion?
No.
If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. And declare it carried. So we'll move over to 6.16, the sheep and goat electronic identification. There's a recommendation here that council endorse the successful grant application for the installation of electronic identification EID technology to enable sheep scanning at the West Wylong sale yards. Can I have a move up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Councillor McGlynn, Councillor Moore.
Biosecurity is everything.
Very good. Any further discussion, councillors?
No.
No. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Very good. Move over to 6.17, the Active Transport Plan Public Exhibition. There's a recommendation there, that council endorse the draft Blanshire Active Movement Strategy and place on public exhibition until the 26th of February 2024, seeking feedback. And two, at the finalisation of the public consultation phase, a further report will be prepared and presented to council. Can I have a mover?
Yep.
Councillor Moore, Councillor Lord. Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
No, we just said one needs to go and have a good look at it.
Very good.
See what happens.
Councillor Lord.
We've had comments where people said they haven't been aware of it. Put it out over Christmas for a good couple of months now, and I really think that it's there and it'll give us a lot better feedback.
Yeah, good. Any further comments, Councillor?
Yeah, the chair is not.
Okay. Sorry, good.
Can I just make
yes, you may.
Comments?
Directly.
Righto, guys, I've given you guys the report, which is fairly lengthy. It's about 109 pages. Look, I do apologise that it's come in at this late stage, so you haven't really had a chance to have a look at it. I would encourage you guys to please have a bit of a look at it yourselves, and if you've got any questions, please do not hesitate. Give me a bell, and I can sit down with you guys, because I dare say you'll get some questions again from the public. And if I can make your understanding of this whole document a bit easier, more than welcome. But yeah, the document itself, while it's fairly lengthy, what it really does at the end of the day is sets a hierarchy, sets us some priorities moving forward.
Yeah.
And if you have a look through there, it's identified around about $14 million worth of work to be done on our footpaths over the foreseeable future, just to bring them up to a standard where that we can, you know, we get some linkages tied up, we tie up some of our non-standard crossings, or in places where there is no pram ramps, you know, from the footpath to the road or the road back onto the footpath. And look, this document itself, when we actually do adopt it, I would like us to be able to adopt it in March at the absolute latest. It gives us a bit of a priority listing, because again, we all know that we've got limited funds, but it gives us a bit of a guideline on, right, where do we need to spend our money, and it's, here it is, it's a document that's been prepared on some basis of, you know, where are the footpaths needed, what works are required, and how do we get up to a modern standard. It also lets us apply for some funding through the Transport to New South Wales. It's actually their active travel program, and we can get dollar for dollar funding. So even if we put, you know, $100,000 into our budget for footpaths over the next, you know, for the next couple of years, we can then leverage that for extra funding from the state government.
It's
very important.
Because all the infrastructure is quite.
It's all our disability stuff. It's the footpaths. It's very important.
Yeah.
And as you said, it allows us to access funding from the state government. Any further comments, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Okay. Okay, so move over to 6.18. Goldenfields Water County Council Memorandum of Understanding. There's a recommendation here that council authorises the mayor and the general manager to enter into a memorandum of understanding with Goldenfields Water County Council. Can I have a mover?
I'm
going to
move that.
Councillor McGlynn seconded. Can I have a seconder for the motion,
yeah,
please?
Yeah.
Councillor Clark. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak?
Yeah, I'd like to. I only moved this today, not because of this, but although it's very important, but I wanted to congratulate the General Manager of Goldenfields and the former General Manager of Land for the amount of incredible amount of work they've put in to give us the fantastic pressure we've got today to do the budget work. And I do not think that they have been recognised enough. They were vital. They got together and brought it to the last council, previous council, and it was a great thing to work out. It's the only way we'll ever get upgraded water systems anywhere is through joint with councils, government and county councils. That's the only way. So it set a precedent in the state, and
that's very good, Councillor, again, because the discussions that went on. We actually had discussions, and I was in those discussions with Aaron and Ray. We had discussions with Melinda Pavey and Steph and a whole team of bureaucrats, and really there was no funding in New South Wales available. Aaron would come up with an option, and then the bureaucrats would tell us why we couldn't have it. So we went through 10 options with them. We couldn't get any of the funding. We then left the room. I looked at Ray, he looked at me, and we said, we're going to go for the Resources for Regions money. We came to council, got determination, and councillors supported it, and that's how the project got up. So it was a lot of work from Aaron Janowski, the General Manager of Goldenfields Water, and also a lot of work from Ray Smith. So Councillor McGlynn is correct.
That's exactly what I've said.
So we'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Declare it carried.
Just as a point of order, this Goldfields Water County Council MOU, doesn't this provide a conflict of interest for Councillor McGlynn? Being on the committee and conference or whatever it is?
It may do.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, she's representing council on that organisation.
So it doesn't create a
She's the council. Whilst I wasn't here at the beginning of this term of council, I would expect there was a report that was presented to council that determined Councillor McGlynn would be our representative.
Very good. Okay, we'll move on to 6.19. Okay, DA 2024/0016, commercial alterations and additions, painting an external facade of heritage listed building. There's a recommendation there that council refuse DA 2024/0016, commercial alterations and additions, painting external facade of heritage listed building, as the proposed colour scheme is inconsistent with council's strategic planning and local policies relating to local heritage and detracts from the heritage significance of the building and adjoining heritage items in the locality. Can I have a mover?
Yeah, I'll move it.
Yep.
Councillor McGlynn?
I think that's good.
And Councillor Fennell. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to that?
Well, we've got a heritage standard, and I congratulate the council for sticking to it. They have made a decision, and it's within exactly the way it should be. If they want to do this, I think that it's up to the whole community. We've we've got heritage officers here that deal with this sort of thing, and I congratulate them for coming up with this proposal. Did they give alternate colours to these those that they just work
General
with?
No, they were fairly adamant about the colours that they've presented in, we've actually included in the report. The council officers in particular gave them a copy of our heritage study. They disputed that and came up with their own heritage based colours.
Well, I congratulate the council on having a policy and sticking to it.
I fully support it. If we've got a policy, we've got to stick to it.
Absolutely.
And that's there, and effectively, we've also got heritage grants available, and if they actually complied with the heritage colours, they could have actually applied for a grant to help them cover that extra cost.
Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to it?
Well, if I could just ask a question. So they went up and painted it grey, and somebody's obviously, this is just asking a question, someone's obviously noted that they were painting, so that work had to stop, I assume.
Director Gray.
Yep, certainly through you, Mr. Mayor. That is correct, Councillor.
Yeah.
They went ahead, they commenced the painting without any approval, and what actually flagged it was the fact that they actually had the hoardings already set up on the footpath, blocking the footpath.
Right.
They had no approval from council.
No.
They didn't even have the hoardings on the footpath.
Yeah.
So when a council officer went down there, stopped them, and then that's when they were questioned about the paint colours, and then advised that they would need to actually seek approval for the external works, and that's what's brought us to this point today.
So it's to their expense now how are they going to match that yellow that they've painted over, or is it going to be
at
their expense, isn't it?
The heritage, the paints, they've got like a palette. You can choose colours from that palette.
That's right.
It's not just one colour you can have. You've got different colours you can choose
that?
From your palette.
I'd like to speak against that. Because I reckon if they're willing to paint it, God bless them.
Yeah.
They can paint a pastel pink if they want to.
It's probably heritage.
So would you like to move an alternate motion?
I'm just voicing my objection. I'm going to vote against that motion.
Very good.
Yeah, good on you.
Are there any further comments, councillors? No.
It is a big part of someone's paint, though, isn't it?
Yes, because there's a lot of buildings that need paint.
On this particular motion, could I have a show of hands? So all those in favour? So we have Councillor Moore, Councillor Fennell, Councillor McGlynn, Councillor Lord, and Councillor Monaghan. That's the majority. I declare the motion carried.
And against
Councillor Clark, Councillor Crowe.
Possibly I'm against that.
And Councillor King.
Get off the fence.
Mellon.
Where does it
look? Okay, I declare the motion carried. All right. So we'll move over to section 4, reports for information. Can I have a mover to adopt these reports, please?
Yep.
Councillor Keatley and Councillor Lord. Okay, move through them one by one. 6.28, this is new, a media and communications report. Are there any questions, councillors?
Yes, Carol's by candlelight here, don't
we? Yeah, we're better in the court.
No questions, councillors. Okay, we'll move over to 6.21, Community Development Report.
It's great to see the courage on Leicester. I think that's great, the Christmas party. That was really good, isn't it?
It is good. Okay, 6.22, Blanshire Library Monthly Update. They've been pretty busy.
They couldn't do any more. No, they
couldn't. Absolutely couldn't do any more.
It's a strong performer.
Children's Services November update.
I think they've done a great job this year.
You. Very good. 6.24, Bland Community Care Services update. Picture of Sue Jackson in
there.
Director Berlin?
If I can just provide councillors with an update. We have appointed a new coordinator at the Community Care Centre who will be starting the, I think it's about the 15th of January, and it's Vicky Crowe.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, well, there you go. She's taken on a lot this year.
The pardon?
She's taking on a lot.
Oh, good for her. So you can congratulate
her. She earns enough.
Rod, do congratulate her. That's
yes.
That's two stars.
So just thought I'd let you know because there was some discussion at the workshop. Is that the workshop?
Oh, that's good for her.
Very good. Move on to 6.25, Blanshire Museum Advisor Report.
She's doing a very good job.
She is. She's doing a great job. Any questions, councillors? No.
Yeah.
Move on to 6.26, Technical Services Report. Any questions, councillors?
I'm sitting in the back and we'd like to see the
someone's got to bring up a ride.
Come on, really.
Director Graham, how are you going with Birdles Lane?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, we've actually reached an agreement with PCL, the contractors for the solar farm.
Mm-hmm.
They're engaging a local contractor to come out and commence the works. I'm not sure of their timeframes on that, whether they'll get that started before Christmas or not, but it's been a hard slog and probably finally got them to
acknowledge the damage done to the road.
Acknowledge the damage done, and actually we've managed to come to an agreement, and it's really positive that they're negotiating with a local contractor to undertake the works.
Very good.
Oh, could I, Director, for the last 4 years I've put in an application for a fire break from the airport, on the southern side, for the local farmers that are there. They've had a lot of concern. I've asked and asked and asked and never happened.
So you wonder if you've asked for a fire break on the southern side of the airport.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Where joins Carreras?
Carreras, was it?
Mm.
Carreras.
Okay,
we put that in and never happened.
And can I just add something too?
Yeah.
There had been concerns and comments made regarding the cemetery. And it's maintenance and the difficulty of the maintenance and coming up to the Christmas break and when we will see family visitors and that. I did sort of flag that. And this morning there were very busy people out there, probably about 4 or 5, and there's been a lot of mowing done and there's been a lot of branches, quite big branches sort of picked up and moved and strewn flowers sort of collected.
Today was a test.
And yeah, but no, and they've been spraying there yesterday as well. So
congratulations to them on that.
Yes, absolutely.
There is another issue out there that the some of the soil that they're using to fill the graves has sort of a metal finish to it, and like a fines finish to it. And I think there's some of the people out there objecting to that a bit, Director Graham.
Yeah, so. I can answer that question if you like, Mr. Mayor. That, my staff have had a look at that, and we're actually condemning the material that they're using. That was actually leftovers from when they did McKeon Park. That's now, that practice will cease as of now.
There was a discussion out there regarding some of the graves. They do subside. So perhaps some of the material that you were using, well, I mean, you're not going to use it now, but you could probably use that as a base, perhaps, and then put loam on top of that. Could we do that, Director Graham?
If I may, the accepted practice for backfilling graves is going to mean that there is going to be settlement. So that's why you see when they do leave them quite proud and let them settle naturally, because you can't mechanically compact the soil. So what they use is they use the soil that comes out of the hole, goes straight back in the hole, and they use that stockpile of material just to do the top up. We're going to swap it over to a cleaner CND type material, which will fill the holes and also encourage the grass growth, and also won't have that horrible grey material in it.
There'd be half a dozen, something like that out there that's got that finish on them. So.
I've been out there a few times, and actually I saw the guys in the spraying yesterday. I've already thanked the guys. I talked on the Facebook post this afternoon.
I drove around and
it
has been
tidied
up a lot.
Very good.
I've had a couple of queries about Sullivan's Lane, in that the work that's been done out there has basically changed the water course from about 100 metres down the road from where it actually used to come through. And I haven't actually been up to have a look at it. I've been meaning to get up there. I'm just wondering if I'll have a chat with you after A, and just maybe you can explain to me what they've done and why they've done it. So.
Thank you, Councillor.
Very good. Any further questions?
The industrial estate, is that basically, I've seen a lot of labour work being done. Are we sort of, any problems with the subdivision, was it, or?
No, it's the contractor that's doing the works is having a little bit of difficulty, but we're working with him and we're getting him through some of those difficulties. Probably going to take a little bit slower than you would have liked, but I think from the working together between the council staff and the contractor, we'll end up with a really good result.
Yep.
Very good. Any further questions, councillors? If there aren't any, we have a 6.27.
Can I just say, the flood damage roads that we've now... So all of the flood damage now have been inspected and submitted?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And effectively, most of it been granted or not?
Majority of it has been granted, but you'll find that majority of the ones that we put the claims in for and have been granted are on the unsealed road network. The sealed road network, we're advised very early on that it would be very hard for us to make those claims, and that's basically part of why we ended up getting that, what they used to call the regional local roads repair program. That was a $4.6 million that we got granted at the start of this year, and it was basically to reimburse us for the sealed road network, and that's why we spent a lot of that money on the sealed road network, knowing full well that our flood damage claims weren't going to get up in that part. And look, it's a credit to the guys that did these inspections. We've probably had one of the smoothest rides when it comes to a council dealing with Transport for New South Wales and getting our flood damage claim up.
That's
because
good.
we had the pre-photos, but the pre-event photos already in our system, and then we also were able to provide quite easily a lot of work, but we were able to also justify those claims because, again, those staff members knew the language they had to talk to Transport. and developed a really good relationship with the guys from transport. So
we've been proactive.
Yes. We've been very proactive.
Yeah, that's
very
good.
That's really good. Is there any other grants that, and Councillor Keatley will probably support me, and Councillor Gray particularly, that section of the Wylong to effectively the Wylong to Wangari section of the road, you know, which I still believe the shoulders and seem to be collapsing. I know there's a lot of heavy traffic and everything else on it, but it's, you know, I get more comments about that one than most of the sealed roads.
Again, thank you, Councillor Lord. Look, we've got the next round of that that funding, which is the $6 million. We've got several years on that. And this is one of the projects that I'll be looking to present to you guys probably in March for, you know, maybe some expenditure on that section of road. But I want to have a look. Want to have a look at our whole network, or, you know, the bad parts of our network that we haven't been able to either get flood damage claims for or got other extensive damage on it. And look, the other one that we're having a lot of issues with is the Quandiella Road, which again you guys will probably hear about as well, because it's in very poor condition, and that's a real testament to the subsoil conditions in that location. That land country is shocking for building roads on. Short version is looking at that, Councillor Lord.
Very good. Okay, we'll move on to 6.2.
Yes, been a lot of activity in cemetery, which is great, from staff working, not other activity. Just thank you for getting onto them to remove those trees off certain roads. Us last week, my call, the one that was right near the cemetery was quite dangerous.
They did a good job. Did a very good job, actually. There was one in Church
in
Street,
hurry,
and they helped out with several. It was very good work.
Yeah. Look, again, Council, thank you very much, and I'll pass those things on. Yeah, that was a pretty nasty night. I think we had about six crews out that night, and I think it was. They actually ended up pulling out of Kildare Lane at about 9:30 that night because it's too dark, power lines are in the way, they just have to walk away from it and come back the next day. So, the guys themselves, very responsive.
They were great.
Did a very good job.
Great.
And the netball courts, they're operational now.
Correct.
I noticed when I'm up there, did it cost us a fortune extra at all?
Yeah, I'll do a report to you guys on that in the new year. And look, there's other works that we'll need to do. We still have to do the concrete surrounds for it. The pavers, it's where the pavers is a major cause of some of our problems. We caused water infiltration into the trenches, which then came in underneath the courts. And when we put heavy gear on there, the courts pretty much collapsed underneath it.
It is fixable, though.
It's fixed,
but the paved area.
Yeah, so now we're going to look at, we'll have to put some pricing together to actually replace that paved area. Look, I'm thinking we'd probably leave that until next year's budget. We don't need to attack it immediately and then wait till we've got a break in the netball season to get into that.
Are we concrete it, or what do we do?
I think we just replace it.
Are you happy with the
concrete
result of the courts and everything? You're happy with the result?
I would like to see an acrylic surface go on it, but again, that's the funding didn't allow for that this time around, and maybe that's something we can look at in future years or future green programs to do that. But again, we'll cross that bridge when we have a look at future green programs.
Very good.
Yeah.
We're all finished. Very good. 6.27 Development and Regulatory Services Activity Report for November 2023. There's a few DAs there. Any comments or questions, councillors?
The only comment I've got particularly on that, it's great to know these ones that were approved, but there seems to be, a lot of these effectively staff approvals. Is there a chance of us actually getting in the business papers development applications received in this actually paper and put it there so questions can be asked if necessary?
Mr. General Manager.
And can I add to that? I'd like to see some of the DAs that went in, for example, in Operator Street. Because we're getting people are talking about it, and we just want to be able to say, yeah,
I'm just trying to solve that sort of problem.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Right? Yeah. That's all.
Even the ones that have started, like, and their multi, the plan was originally that any multi-dwelling, multi-dual development, we would have a look at before it hit the ground, before a DA was given, and that's all gone by the by.
Director Gray.
Yeah, look, I'm planning to get a report to you guys for the February workshop. We'll go through what the approval process is and what the consent process is. So we can explain to you guys why some things come to you and why some things don't. So how about we talk about that at a workshop?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Very good. Any further questions, Councillor Bob?
Just a question. You've got here a companion animal other not registered as prescribed first offence, yet you've got number issued 3. So was there 3 people doing it, or was it 3 dogs, or what's the story?
Doing?
And how do you mean by a companion animal not registered?
Okay, basically that's the class of the infringement that was given. So in the case that was 3 separate animals.
What they weren't.
All first offences.
They just haven't registered their dog or their
first offence.
Yeah. Well, if I remember correctly, I think there was one particular instance where there was a couple of dogs attacked another one, and this was the outcome of it.
Any further questions, councillors? No, if there aren't any, I'll put the motion for those reports to be adopted. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Move over to reports of committees. There's a recommendation there that council endorsed the committee meeting minutes as presented. Are there any questions regarding the Audit Risk Improvement Committee, the Country Mayor's Association, Merck, or the Marul Silo Kit Committee?
I've got a letter for you all for the Marul Silo Kit. They raised in one afternoon. No public input, I mean money for anyone, $30,000 for charity.
Very good.
10 people in the village and 140 on the electoral roll.
Very good.
That's pretty good effort, isn't
it? Can I have a mover to adopt these reports?
Can I just add that
When
it came to the Newell Highway, we haven't got the minutes for that, but effectively the chairman of that committee stood down at the AGM, Ken Keith. And effectively, Chris Roylands from Forbes has been appointed as chairman. I've actually held on to deputy. I was not prepared to take the chairman's role. But with regard to the works that have been programmed, nearly all the overtaking lanes hopefully will going to be open by November. This last completed works, 38 to 40 over the last 4 years. Each of the new overtaking lanes is 1.8 kilometres long.
Okay.
And, and contrary to what we say, sometimes it's very difficult to find places for overtaking lanes because you've got to find 1.8 kilometres without a farm entrance or anything else to in actual fact create one of these lanes. The other thing is the Parks bypass is now back on track following all that naturally occurring asbestos, and that's been cleaned up.
Very good. Councillor Lloyd, how's the works out at Corragable going?
Corragable.
The road works on
the flood design, that was my next slide. The flood design on the Newell Highway is actually public consultation. I think every councillor has seen that report of the submission. The concept planning is going is underway. It will be released in about 6 months' time for further public comment prior to
commencing
to the RMS.
Yeah.
The positive part about this meeting is the first time we've actually had the Chief Executive RMS from the Southern Region at the meeting as well. So that was a real positive, and their assistance. So I've at least got her card and an open door to go and talk to her at any time in the future.
That's positive.
And with regard to that, the meeting was also addressed very, very strongly and very well by Catherine King, Minister of Infrastructure and Local Government. And looking at those situations, and she's basically looking at
lots of extra work being hopefully promoted to local government, because she is the local government minister as well, because effectively the concern with many of the big projects that are state and federally funded is there's not a lot of cost controls when the federal government are putting 80% into these things, so they're hoping to become more efficient.
Very good. Can I have a mover to adopt these reports, please? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor Fennell.
Good on you.
Are there any further comments or questions regarding these reports, councillors? No. If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay. Okay, so could I have a mover to move into confidential business, please? Councillor Moore, Councillor Clark. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, we'll move into confidential business.
See you, Amanda.
Bye,
Amanda.
See you, Johnny. Okay, in the confidential part of council meeting tonight, we discussed 6.4, the Landshire Australia Day Awards Committee, and there was a recommendation. It was unanimous, one, that the minutes of the Australia Day Awards Committee meeting held on the 12th December 2020 be received and noted, and two, that the Australia Day Awards Committee recommended recipients of the 2024 Australia Day Awards be adopted by Council, as well as the additional recipients. The second matter that was discussed in Council this evening in the confidential part was 8.1, it's a property purchase. The recommendation being that Council reject the offer received and authorise the General Manager to continue negotiations for the sale of 20 Colleen Street, Lot 3, DP 10110-1248 West Wylong. Thank you. Can I have a mover to close the meeting, please? Councillor Crowe, Councillor Fennell. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare the meeting closed. Thank you, Councillors.